A young girl is standing at the front of the class, and her teacher has decided to be cruel. He's purposely trying to humiliate her. "Is it true," he asks, "in front of everyone that your father's a drunkard?" The girl's well acquainted of the facts about her father. She knows that he comes home very late at night. She also knows what sort of condition he's in when he does finally come home. Despite that, she responds defiantly. "No," she says, "my father is not a drunkard." The 20th century theologian and Christian martyr, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, told this story in an essay where he was asking the fundamental question, what does it mean to tell the truth? He asks, what are we to make of this girl who seems to refuse to acknowledge the facts about her father? It seems like a complicated question, but for Bonhoeffer, the answer was clear. The girl did not lie. She was speaking a truth that was deeper than what her teacher was asking her to acknowledge. The girl, a daughter, knew her father and could speak out of the depth of her relationship with her father to the question of her father's identity. So here's another fact. Deeper truths are almost always present to be discovered. And these deeper truths may not always be apparent from just the bare facts of surface realities or present circumstances. Deeper truths are only accessible to those who are willing to put in the time to enter into relationship, available only really when love and compassion are available. The girl that we were talking about knew that labeling her father as a drunkard could not possibly define his identity, could not possibly capture who her father was to her, a person who is much more than someone with a drinking problem. This week, I read an article in the Christian Century that pointed out that this is the kind of knowledge that seems to inspire the author of 1 Peter to write the words from our second reading to his audience when he says to them, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation." Now, who is the author talking about? The original recipients of this letter were living in Northwest corner of Asia Minor, a place far removed from the center of the Roman Empire. These were people who were considered backward and removed. They were subject to prejudice and persecution. They were forgotten. They were people without standing, unimportant, unworthy of too much attention. To explain it this way, if the Roman Empire were centered in Toronto, these people lived in Hamilton. Ouch. But here again, the lofty praise that the author offers these people. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That's quite a statement that he makes about his hearers, whether he's speaking about his original audience or whether we want to think that he's speaking to us. It's quite a claim. A chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Is this the truth? Is it a lie, or is it something in between? Sometimes we talk about how we might stretch the truth. Is that what's happening here? Is the author simply giving his audience something to aspire to? Is the author offering a vision of a reality that they may not fit at the moment, but maybe someday? Perhaps if so, we could say, yeah, he's just stretching the truth. The article I mentioned quoted the philosopher Harry Gordon Frankfurt, who employs a more colorful term for stretching the truth. I probably shouldn't say the title of the book in church, but I'm not in church. Well, let me just say that the title of the book is On BS. Now, in that book, Frankfurt argues that those who practice this alternative are not merely compromising between the truth and a lie, they're doing something different entirely. Truth tellers and liars share one thing in common, and that is that they somehow relate what they're saying to the truth. One points to the truth directly, the other points deliberately away from the truth. But in both cases, the truth is actually relevant. But the one who practices BS doesn't even bother with the truth at all. The truth is irrelevant. Actually, it doesn't matter whether the things that get said reflect reality one way or the other. The BSer simply picks what they want to say to suit their own purpose. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. It doesn't seem to jive with the facts. Is it a lie, or does it fit this third category? Well, what we're coming around to suggest is that it belongs in the category of truth that I began this homily with, a deeper truth, a deep truth that is known only in relationship. And that, in fact, is what this verse goes on to say. Following this description given in verse 9, chosen race, royal priesthood, holy nation, it continues. He says, "You are God's own people." So it's not just about the people the author is addressing, and the bare facts about them, but is about their relationship with God through Jesus Christ. A fact, a deep truth that these people now share. Like Bonhoeffer's young girl, the author is not willing to give what you can see on the surface more than its due in defining the identity of his audience. They can only rightly be known when it's understood that they are in relationship with the living God, that they are God's own people. And so our reading invites us to enter into this relationship too, and to know the redemption that comes to us freely and generously as mother's milk. In such a relationship, we can see and taste that the Lord is good. To return to Bonhoeffer's question about knowing the truth, I think it's wise to consider that as Christians we need to learn to see the world with both eyes. With one eye we might look at the world as we all know it and understand it to be, but with the other eye we might look to see the world as it's meant to be. We might look to the world as God sees the world, and as God seeks to redeem it. We may look to our world and its people through the eyes of God who is at work in the world. Now, this is important work, seeing the world as it truly is, seeing the world in a deeper way. But there's more than even this. It is not enough just to see, because we are to tell others what we see. And again, looking at the fullness of this verse, verse 9, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." As God's own people, we are to dare to tell others of the deeper truths that we see, the deeper truths about the world redeemed, the world and all its people as God intends them to be. It's not hard to see the bare facts, which are sometimes brutish and ugly. We're faced with hard facts every day. But might God also grant us the eyes to see and hearts to love the world as God sees and loves the world, and to tell the deeper truth, the deep reality of God's love and of who we are and who we are called to be. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.